Hello, it's Brian Perez, host of New Life Live, and one of my favorite Christmas movies isn't actually a movie, it's a TV special. Personally, I can watch a Charlie Brown Christmas any time of the year, even in the summertime. Whether it's the scenes of children ice skating, or Linus reciting the Christmas account from the Bible, or kids gathered around that beautiful Christmas tree singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, it's the most heartwarming 30 minutes you can spend. While we can learn a lot about perseverance from the history of this TV special, I want to emphasize the underlying theme, that is, the sadness of Charlie Brown. Charlie just doesn't get it. At one point, he tells his friend Linus that he thinks there must be something wrong with him. "Christmas is coming," says our protagonist, "but I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel." And how does Charlie Brown think he's supposed to feel? Well, happy. Chuck admits he likes getting presents, sending Christmas cards, and decorating trees, but he tells Linus, "I always end up feeling depressed." Imagine that, the topic of depression being addressed in a 1960s cartoon. Perhaps that's you this holiday season, or maybe every holiday season. Everyone around you seems to be happy, enjoying the holiday. I mean, they started listening to Christmas music on the 1st of November, if not before then. They can't wait for the company Christmas party, the family get-togethers, the gift exchanges, the baking of cookies. But you, like Charlie Brown, just don't get it. And not for the sake of not trying. After all, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus said that, according to the Apostle Paul, so it must be true. So you took that to mean you needed to overspend on Amazon, empty your wallet at Walmart, and still you feel like you missed the target. Why do so many people, admittedly myself included, feel drained and depleted by the time December 26th comes along? Where do these feelings of sadness come from? Perhaps you start thinking back to your childhood. Your family of origin didn't have much, and though you vowed things would be different once you became a parent, that hasn't quite panned out. Or maybe you're grieving the loss of a loved one, whether through death, divorce, estrangement, or separation. Where did we go wrong, and how can we fix it? Better yet, what steps can we take before the big day comes to prepare for it and not feel overwhelmed? In Psalm 34, we read, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Is that you, friend? What makes you fearful and tearful? Why is your heart broken? Why is your spirit crushed? In a Christmas devotional that you can find on newlife.com, New Life founder Steve Arterburn reminds us that when things are stressful, we can stress less. How? The most basic way is to pray and get into God's Word daily. You might know that one, but are you doing it? Schedule time for self-care. Running yourself ragged while searching for the perfect gift, perfect dress for the party, or perfect recipe is a recipe for disaster. Self-care, so important. When you feel overwhelmed, take a break. Go for a walk. Listen to some worship music, even Christmas worship music. After all, Jesus is the reason for the season, right? Put down the phone and look up at the person next to you. Seek out one-on-one connections. You don't even have to talk about Christmas. Last but not least, you'd expect me to say this, call us here at New Life or attend a life recovery group. Find one at newlife.com. I'm Brian Perez from New Life Live, wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas.